We actually, my place of work, we put a poster up for Samaritan volunteers. So I applied myself about 2 years ago. I went through the training, which was very comprehensive, and started answering the phone in May last year. And it's been very worthwhile. And the training that you get and the support that you get whilst taking the phone calls is second to none. And I've thoroughly enjoyed my last 18 months volunteering with the Samaritans. I always wanted to give something back to a charity on the island, being Manx myself. And it's with work and with family life, it's difficult to fit something in. And the Samaritan being open 24/7, 7 days a week, it means I could do my few hours a week and fit that around work and around my family. Anyone can call the Samaritans. It's anyone who's in distress or despair or needs help. Or sometimes that despairing feeling is one of suicide. You don't have to be suicidal to call the Samaritans. But if you are feeling suicidal, we'll take that call. But we generally try and encourage people to call us before they get to the stage where they're feeling suicidal. When you pick up that phone and it rings and you say the words, "Hello, Samaritans, can I help you?" You really don't know what you're going to get on the end of that call. It can be, someone who just had a row with her husband, someone who's having a really bad day with the kids, someone that's just being diagnosed with cancer, someone that's just lost a relative. It really can change. And what you are a calm voice at the end of the phone. It's completely giving you 100% of your time to that one caller and being their ear for them to voice all their problems. Non-judgmental is something that you hit with training, but that's what we offer. We offer a complete non-judgmental service. But at the same time, we don't offer advice either. We are just a listening service. I think the majority of callers will already know what their issue is and what direction to look for. Sometimes just by talking about their problems, they'll see it for themselves. It's good that we don't offer advice because you don't have to be knowledgeable about every subject, and nobody can. So because you don't know the caller, what the call is going to be about, and through your training, there's just no way you could have a knowledge on everything. So the fact that you don't have to give advice and you're just going through the caller's options makes life on the volunteer a lot easier. You'll get a phone call where the person's very silent, very quiet at the beginning and, upset and crying. And by the end of the conversation, you can just hear it in their voice that they're just different and that, they're relieved and that, they've got something off their chest and that they sound happier. It's also the case that sometimes, we do get calls where people are thinking about committing suicide or have actually taken something or partly, tried to commit suicide. And where we believe that the person has the right to commit suicide, we will actually sit with them and talk with them all the way through. And, sometimes people have died whilst on the phone to the volunteer. And it's up to then to the volunteer, when we're sure that the caller is finished, that we'll put the phone down. And that's probably the most difficult thing to do, is to put down a call when the other side of the phone is silent. But it's great when, somebody that is suicidal or has taken something, and through talking through the problems, all of a sudden, halfway through the call, can say, "Look, I don't want to die." Because we do say, when you've taken, if you've taken some tablets, that do you want to die just for today, to get rid of your problems of today? Because when you're dead forever. And sometimes people haven't thought that far. And it's like, well, no, my problems maybe might get better, will get better. So I don't want to be dead forever. And they'll put the phone down, they'll call an ambulance, and sometimes that can be a really good call too.
How has it changed you?
It's changed me a lot. You learn how to listen, and you take that home. So with your family and your kids and your friends, it changes you. And the non-judgmental side of it changes us as well. Because one of the things that the Samaritans does on the island is we also go into the Isle of Man prison. Because of the size of the island, we haven't got a listener inside the prison. So a team goes in every Saturday and we go and we listen to the prisoners. So it does change your whole ability to be able to listen to somebody in a non-judgmental way and really listen to them. Everything that's said over that phone or in that email, or if you can call the premises like face-to-face, is completely confidential. It will never, ever go outside the Samaritans. So it doesn't matter if it's local or from across the water, your call is always 100% confidential.
Is anything ever written down?
No. We take a record of how many calls we take. I mean, the Samaritans generally takes 5.2 million calls a year. One in four is show suicidal feelings. And we take notes for statistics, but we don't actually take anything down. Samaritans is available locally on the island at 663 399. There's also a number which is 08457 909090. You can contact Samaritans by email, which is joe@samaritans.org. And also we've got an Alaman website. If you just search on any of the web searches, Alaman website or samaritans.org is their national website. And on there you'll also get stories of people who have called and how it's changed their life around, and from volunteers, their experiences as volunteers as well. So it's a good read on the website.